If you haven't heard that the movie Twilight opened this past weekend across the nation, well, you probably aren't a teenage girl or the parent of one. The film took in $70 million in North America over the last 3 days, the biggest Hollywood opening since Batman swooped into theaters in July. Ty Burr is a film critic for the Boston Globe. He says if it's bloodsuckers you're craving, well, you should take a nibble on three other tasty options.
These are mighty dispiriting times if you're a follower of vampire movies. You know what I mean. Twilight, Twilight, Twilight. Enough already. Actual grown-ups are getting the vapors and swooning like teenage girls over the new franchise, and that can't be right. Anyway, it's not like this is a fresh development. Pop culture has been running twists on the Dracula legend ever since Nosferatu back in 1922. Here are three great revisionist vampire movies to make Edward Cullen look like he's still got his baby teeth. Let's start with Near Dark from 1987.
Don't suck.
In this hellacious drive-in classic, a redneck clan of bloodsuckers roams the Midwest in a van, visiting destruction upon unsuspecting biker bars. That's right, it's the first Red State vampire movie. It's also directed by Catherine Bigelow, the rare female director whose action sensibility is riskier and more low-down than any of her male peers. Near Dark has jet-black humor, but the scariest thing about it is the way Bigelow connects New World serial killers with the storied Old World history of Nosferatu. This is gutter American Gothic served with precision and flair, and it has maybe the best vampire movie line ever. When Bill Paxton's trailer park creature of the night complains, "I hate it when they ain't been shaved." Then there's 2000's Shadow of the Vampire, which asks the question, did you know the guy who played Nosferatu in the classic silent film actually was a vampire? Well, all right, he wasn't. But don't let a little thing like the truth stop you from enjoying a cheeky and very clever horror comedy. Willem Dafoe's character, a mysterious thespian named Max Schreck, introduces method acting a few decades ahead of schedule, biting into his role and driving director F.W. Murnau, played by John Malkovich, to distraction.
Shrek! What is the matter with you?
He's a stunner's lusky lunatic. That is what is the matter with him.
All Murnau wants to do is make a brilliant movie, and all Shrek wants to do is live forever on film. Well, that and using the crew as his personal studio commissary. Shadow of the Vampire opens up whole new avenues for vampire films. Can a meta-movie about Bela Lugosi's off-camera diet be far behind? And here's one of my favorites, Vampire's Kiss from 1989, a movie that features one of the great lost Nicolas Cage performances. Cage plays a pompous Manhattan yuppie who gets bitten by a one-night stand and comes to the conclusion that he's turning into a vampire.
What is happening to me?
Actually, he's not. He's just having a plain old nervous breakdown. But that's not special enough. So the delusional hero buys a pair of cheap plastic vampire teeth and sets about trying to kill people. All right, maybe this is more of a slapstick psychological case study than a vampire movie per se. Still, Vampire's Kiss is more consistently and entertainingly deranged than any other 10 movies you can think of, up to and including the scene where Cage eats a cockroach, live and on camera. Yeah, that's right. Top that, you Twilight kiddies. Unlike that teen angst blockbuster, these three old-school vampire movies make good on their promise. There will be blood.
Ty Burr is as pale as a vampire, but only from watching movies all day long. He's a film critic for the Boston Globe and the author of the book, The Best Old Movies for Families.